show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, depending where you are across the United States or around the world. Welcome to Free Psychic Readings Sunday with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. One question per caller, please. We like to give everyone a chance to ask a question or validate a past reading. Always take a deep breath and focus on your question for the best answers. Remember, the answers we give can change, and that's due to life circumstances. Please don't play games with us. We take this seriously, and we do this from love and light from our hearts. If your phone is blocked with the 111, you may get disconnected, so please call in with a number that will be received. We have fun, laughter, as well as profound information. If no one has told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. How about that? Now, if you would like a more intimate one-on-one and you have more than one question that you'd like answered, you can go to our website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Go to the right side of the page, scroll down to Psychic Readings, and you got us. Now, let me tell you a little bit about me and Nina before I bring her on. Nina is a Reiki master beside being a psychic. She's also a teacher. She's a photographer. She's a community activist, she's a grandmother, and she's a damn good cook. For all you folks up in Canada and you need catering, that's your woman right there, Miss Nina. She can throw down like there ain't no down. So I'm just letting you know, she does do catering, and she does it quite well for all kind of events, too. All righty, and for me, I do angel readings, past life readings. I can connect you with the loved ones that have passed over. I am a visionary, so I do Chinese tarot and soul card readings, but those I do in person because I tape all my sessions when you come to my house so that you can go back and see how accurate I am. Now, without further ado, let me bring in Miss Nina. Good afternoon, young lady.
Good afternoon, Lennis. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Psychic Readings. We should have a pretty good show today. Just remember, it is a new moon, so if you have some intentions that you would like and something new that you would like to get going, write your intentions on a piece of paper and put them outside in the light tonight. Also, it can make for people to go maybe a little bit strange on you. I know it does affect the children, and it can affect some people. So if you notice somebody's a little off, that's why. Other than that, what do I have for birthdays? Oh, yes, my brother Rene. It's his birthday on Thursday. And I think that's it for this month. And just a reminder, I will be gone for the next two Sundays as I am going on holidays.
Lucky. Lucky. I'm trying to see. I think I have some birthdays this week, too. Oh, yeah, tomorrow. Oh, my God. Yeah, I do. Leslie Journey, and her birthday is tomorrow. Leslie is also a psychic, and she lives in the Midwest, I believe Oklahoma. And she is soon to be traveling, going to be moving to Arizona as well. And happy birthday to Shirley Parker, and happy birthday to Petra. And that's all I have for birthdays.
I forgot someone very special, Lennis, and it's somebody we both know. Happy birthday to Lydia, also on this Thursday, same day as my brother. So happy birthday, Lydia. Love ya.
Oh, happy birthday, Lydia, for sure. For sure, for sure, yeah. She's doing great things. Also, I too forgot. I want to say happy anniversary to my godson and his wife, Lewis and Elaine. I am so happy for you guys. But anyway, they're celebrating their anniversary, so I just want to give a shout out to them. And that's it.
All right. Get this show started.
All right. Well, our first call today, Miss Nina, is area code 832. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hey, ladies. My name is Neetu, and I'm calling from Texas.
Well, welcome, Neetu, to the show, and we're glad to have you.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay.
So I wanted to ask a question around career, if you see me lining up a job or a shift in careers for me.
Okay, what field are you in so I can concentrate in that field?
So I was working in nonprofits.
Nonprofit agencies?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that kind of work, or do you want to do something different?
Well, I kind of just, like, lost my job, so I'm just trying to see what's coming up for me, if this new moon's going to have any effect or anything.
Okay, in 3 days, well, let me say this right quick. 3 days, you should be putting in an application that will secure you a job. Now, if it's going to be permanent, I don't know, but in 3 days, you put an application in, you will get that position. Go ahead, Nina.
Well, I'm just going to say, of course it can. The new moon can bring about change as long as you are wanting that change and you're not putting up obstacles.
Right, correct.
So, yeah, as far as you losing your job, the angels are telling me not to worry about it. You'll pick yourself up and do even better at another job.
Okay. Yeah, I was just a little worried because I was at a company for 3 years, and this new job, they promised me so much, and then they just let me go after 8 months. So I'm just been really stressed out and worried because I left a very stable job that I previously had. I know. Just trying to pick up the pieces.
Well, your pieces will be picked up quickly. And I'm also sensing that you could have that previous job back. Or maybe another one in that same company.
And the one that I had before?
Yes. Not the one you just lost your job at, but the one you had before.
Well, I'll have to check, but as of right now, they have all the spots filled up, and no one's leaving that company that will open up a space. It's another small nonprofit.
Okay, well, never say never. That's all I have to say about that.
Okay.
Okay, and in three days, do fill out applications.
Okay.
Okay, because one of those applications will hire you. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I've been being very proactive this happened last week, but I've been already putting out so many applications, so hopefully it's in the works for me then.
Okay. Well, maybe you're going to hear back from somebody in 3 days. Hello.
Thank you. I appreciate
you're
it so
welcome.
Much. Thanks, guys, for the confirmation.
Best,
I appreciate it. Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Have a wonderful week, young lady. Okay, next call is area code 509. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Erica. I think I have the same question. Hi. It is a struggle to find a job when you're really picky. I'm learning that. Before, I wasn't because, you know, whatever job you would get during college didn't matter. And now... I'm thinking about becoming a homeowner, and they require you to be in your field, your career field. So, yeah, I was just hoping you see good news.
As in what? That you're going to, you're getting ready to purchase a home or in your
field
of endeavor?
Employment within my career
Employment.
Field. Yeah.
And your career field is?
Law.
Okay.
So legal government.
Okay. Are you a paralegal?
No, I don't. I'm a.
Okay.
I just have a bachelor's degree in the political science.
Okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm seeing three and now four firms. Now, there's two positions. There's one that says a gopher, as one as an assistant. The gopher is more or less a researcher that would help the other attorneys, or if you got signed two or three attorneys, to research information out for different cases. The other one is assistant, where I see you working with just one attorney and his paralegal, and you're the third person. So it's like in court, it would be them two, and you're there as well.
Oh, that would be more fun, I think, than research. Yeah.
Yeah, I see the research coming up. It's like the research position comes up in about 2 days after that. So I'm going to tell you, I guess they're going to offer you and say, okay, you can do this research position, but also a couple of days later, this law firm asks, you know, would you be available to work as an assistant with the paralegal, which is a little bit more money than the first one. So I'm just going to tell you to be kind of patient. I mean, I don't know what your financial circumstances are, but I'm just asking you to be kind of patient because they're both good. But the second one where you're working with the attorney and the paralegal is more money, and I see that being more of a permanent nature than the other job. You know,
perfect.
But you'll get hired either one, so, you know, you won't miss money. You'll go to work pretty quick here. It's not like
soon,
a long, drawn-out thing. Yeah, it's not like a drawn-out thing. So
okay,
what I'm going
to
ask you is that is put as many applications as you can in with different law firms. You know, even some companies, because, you know, all companies have a legal staff as well. But I'm just saying if there's, you know, a good-sized law firm, not a little one now, a good-sized one, you put in, you will get hired. So there's two. One is a researcher, as an assistant. So I hope you wrote that down so as you apply and put that in and they call you in for an interview, you're like, oh, yeah, I know what that one's about. Okay.
Yeah, I've been spending all weekend at the library on their publisher software, really working on my resume, cover letter, sample writing, all of that, and I'm really happy with the results, you know, that I have,
wonderful.
That I completed. Yeah, yeah. So
wonderful.
I'm really hoping
That's
to
good.
Work soon.
If you feel good about it, then so will the people that's interviewing you is going to feel good. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, if you
yeah.
get a good job, they're going to feel good, too, reading your resume. So, yeah, it overflows. It goes. Yeah.
Yay.
So,
all right.
Yeah,
well,
let me
you.
And Nina know, but I just feel like, you know, it won't – I'm not seeing a timetable where they're telling me, like, oh, in 2 weeks you'll be at work. They're just saying shortly. So shortly could be, like, in days, or maybe it could be in a couple of weeks. But they're just saying shortly, so.
I just applied for five, so.
Good.
You know, I'll
wonderful,
hear
wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're on it, girlfriend. You're
perfect.
On it, Erica.
Thank
good
you.
For you. Good
yeah,
for
have
you.
Have a good one.
Yeah, oh, you too.
Bye, Miss
Thanks for calling. Let me and Nina know how it goes, okay?
Yep, will do. Thanks.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week. Okay, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Ms. Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And the show phone is 646-727-2914. And don't forget, the chat room is open. So if you, you know, are maybe a little shy, don't want to talk on the phone, you can go into the chat room and still ask a question from Ms. Nina. Okay, and next call Area code 229. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Kima.
Hi, Kima. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Terrific.
Great.
Terrific.
I have a question.
Okay.
This guy named Rodney, he owed me some money. And I'm wondering, do you see him repaying me back, or do you see me getting a job so I don't even have to worry about it? I really don't want to call him anyway. But what do you see?
Go ahead, Nina.
I see you getting a job. He's not going to pay you back.
He's going to do it anyway?
Ooh.
No, he's not.
Ooh.
Say that again. Let me shut up. Go ahead.
Say be quiet. He's not going to pay you back.
Yeah, I know. He acting real stink.
Yeah. Mm.
It is what it is. But I am going to get a job, huh? So I ain't got.
Yeah.
Then I don't have to worry about it then. Okay.
No, you're going to get a job because I'm seeing dollar signs or the symbol for dollar. The money sign
right.
symbol, I'm
front
seeing
loan.
Three of those right
that
now.
That what it's called? Yeah, well, I hope so.
Yeah, I'm seeing money signs, so you are going to get a job. You said it before me. I was going to say that Rodney is an A-H, and no, I agree with Nina
100%. Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's just bad news. Bad news all the way around. Yep. You distance yourself from that. I don't even want to see you around him. That's bad news.
No.
It gave me such a headache. I didn't say anything. I let Nina go ahead and talk to you. But I had a headache so sharp on the left side of my
really?
Head when you mentioned
well,
his
I'd
name.
Like to apologize.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
No. That's not your fault. That's his energy. Oh, no. No.
I shouldn't have brought him
through. He has
in.
Nothing to do with
yeah.
you. That's his energy. We pick up on that because
mm-hmm.
I'm empathic,
yeah.
and Nina will feel too. So, yeah, like him, no. Forget it. Didn't happen. Done deal. Done deal.
Yeah.
As they say, we're done. Yeah. Now the job,
yeah,
good. You'll call us back and tell us that you're working.
I sure will, and you know this, right?
Yep.
Okay, God
working.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Well, God bless you.
Oh, okay.
You know, self-preservation
mm-hmm,
is number one, and you know what? Make yourself happy. And also, Kima,
that's
give yourself a peace of mind.
I try. Doesn't happen a lot,
yeah,
but
you,
I try.
Yeah, okay, honey. Give yourself a peace of mind. You're a good person. You got a good heart. Don't let people use
yeah.
you. Don't take your kindness for weakness, because that's what that A-H did. So don't let nobody else do that to you. You got a good heart.
I know.
Don't let okay.
Yeah,
well,
I
don't
know.
Let anybody destroy that. All right.
Yeah.
Have a good day, and
okay.
thank you for calling.
All right, you do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a wonderful week. Okay, Miss Nina, anything going in the chat room?
Nope, all's quiet.
Oh, okay. All righty, going on. Okay, next call, area code 610. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this? Hello? 610, you're on the air. Hello. Okay, going on to the next call. Okay, area code 502. Ooh, what happened to 502? Okay, wow, okay. Area code 518, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Linda. Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Linda. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I missed the first part. I said, oh, no, I forgot. I almost forgot. I said, let me call in, see what's going on.
Okay. What's happening with you, young lady?
A lot of times I'm asking about career.
About career. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you changing or just...
Where am I supposed to be and what am I supposed to be doing? It seems like everything that I go for, that's not really, well, I shouldn't say go for. The things that appear in front of me is not really what I'm interested in. just something to pay the bills.
Okay, but you know we all got to crawl before we walk, and then when you stand up, get to running, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yes,
because while you were talking, Linda, I got lockjaw. And I was like, why am I getting that word lockjaw? Are you speaking up and letting people know what you're interested in and where you're going with your career?
No.
You have an outgoing personality, but you're shy. So you don't just, you know, like we would say a spade is a spade, right? You'd be like, well, have you looked at it like this? You know, you're a balanced person. But the lockjaw, I feel like you're not speaking out enough for you, for Linda.
Where I live at now, that's how I became. That's not me. You're absolutely right. But I'm like that here because I've been like kind of, kind of similarly professional. But see, because people know, they can look at you and tell things. So instead of, I'm not going to let you in because I'm afraid that you might outshine, you know, so they just keep pushing it. So I've gotten used to that, and I'd say, okay, this is not the place for me. I need to go somewhere where, I can really be me and not sit here and be afraid of intimidating you because you know who I am.
Well, the jealousy.
So that's where the lockjaw is coming from. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm kind of tired of that. I said, so when that happens, you know you're not in the right place. Because when you're in the right place, you don't go through that.
That's true. Well, tell me this now. What are you interested in? What career? Let's focus on that and see what's coming up for you.
Well, what I enjoy doing is helping solve problems and helping people. And I did that a while ago. But it seems
problem solver.
Troubleshooting? Like when somebody has something and nobody can find the answer, I say, okay, let me do a little investigative research on this. You know, that's what I like to do.
Okay.
I don't know which way to go.
I'm going to tell you, this is going to sound weird. You got a pen or a pencil?
I do. I just went and got
okay.
one. They don't give me
this
something.
Is going to sound weird, but believe
no.
me, my angels never lied to me. They never lie. Like I said, life circumstances may change, but the information they give me and Nina's angels is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I see you at a television station, and your segment, it's only like about 5 minutes, it's on problem solving. And it's problem solving for consumers. So this is what you do. You'll get a call and say, well, you know, they're advertising about these 8 pans for $50 and they don't stick and all this, blah, blah, blah. And so they'll come to you and say, well, Linda, could you check that out and see, you know, and you buy the, you know, they'll come to the television station and pay for it. But buy the product and you'll test it out that they see it on air. Your problem solving. So you said, see this greeny pan? It's sticking, people. You may not want to buy it, okay? But that's where I see you on television. But it's just 5 minutes, and it's problem solving for the consumer on all kind of products. So what I want you to do is you're going to have to redo your resume, and you're going to put it where that you want to inform the public about different products. The good and the bad, you know, if it's really a good thing. Now, when you go to the television station, I'm telling you, ABC, I don't know what it is in your city, ABC, NBC, and CBS, and maybe even the ones that, you know, they're your stations 1 through 10, but maybe, you know, the other ones are not, of course, as affluent as the ABC stations or Alphabet stations.
Right.
Okay, so you want to hit them too. So not just that. And then also, if you have independent television network, I think most cities do, you know, where you could put on a show, they allow you to go in. I don't know what the guys say, independent. But those programs, too, might have a segment where they want a problem solver. Like I said, you would be surprised. 5 minutes – would seem like a half an hour, but it goes really fast. But because you're already in that field, and I see you doing this, I see you. Well, I can see the cameraman with the camera on you right now, and you're doing your little five-minute segment about a product, and it's white. It's on a table, and I see you talking through your mic and, you know, showing the people on the table. So it's going to happen. That's why I said it sounds weird, but believe me, I want you to do this. I want you to apply at these television stations, all three of them.
Okay. I don't think it's weird at all. I do not think it's weird at all because, I like to do that and be honest and truthful. And
okay. Well, this is going to be your opportunity.
I'm like, what do I do? Because this is not fitting me. But when you said this, I said, I'm just like jumping up and down. I'm excited. Oh, I don't know how it's going to happen, but, you know, that's not my that's not for me.
Yeah,
is not mine. That's not my business.
And let me tell you also, Linda, when you get this position at the television station, because it'll be local. You're going to be with the local news. That's how they're going to bring you in. But it's going to be a network, and you're going to go from there to something even higher. So this is just your stepping stone. This is your beginning. And from there, you're just going to go up like a ladder. I don't know who that is in the Bible where they were climbing up the ladder. That's you.
Jacob.
Okay. There you go, girlfriend.
Jacob ladder.
There you go. That's you. This is the beginning.
Okay.
This is your stepping stone, and it's going to take you to other areas. So do your very best when you go in for your interview. Even practice in the mirror if you can, if you were on television right now. You know, like, okay, and have your brush as your mic. You know, and just practice. So when you get in front of these, well, what I want you to do, because Linda, when you get in front of these people, they want to see if you're television worthy too, not just that you have the skills and the experience and all that. They want to know if they put you on, are you television worthy? Because some people are not. You know, they do better in the background, let somebody else report it. I want you to be up there reporting it. So practice. So when they see you, you just bam, bam, bam. You're right on point. No doubt, no hesitation. You are that good. So, okay, we walk by faith, not by sight. Believe in yourself, Linda. This is you. You're going to happen.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, young lady.
I believe.
Let
I
me and Miss Nina
you.
Know.
You know that. You know that. And please, I'm not on the internet, so I want to hear the rest of the call. So.
Oh, okay, okay. I'll leave you on. Okay. Thank you very much, Linda, and God bless. And I'm just going to tell you right now, congratulations. Okay?
Thank you.
Right.
I'll keep you posted. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Peace
You're
and
most
blessings.
Welcome. Okay. All right, let's go back up now. Area code 402. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm good.
All
this
right,
is a follow-up call the last week, which was so awesome. So.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
We talked about starting a service business. It's a, as you put it, social work oriented. And
mm-hmm.
I have a certain way, you know. It's the issue is reaching the people that I need to reach. And I know a lot of times if you build it, they will come. Am I on the right track with how I'm planning on getting the word out and making myself available?
Okay. Karen, are you advertising? Because, you know, you can advertise without spending a lot of money. You can do your own little flyer. So you're advertising.
Right.
The angels are telling me advertising, advertising. Huh?
Yeah, it's a kind of a long distance. It's going to be over the phone, so I'm looking very broadly, not necessarily locally at all. So it's not a local business. It's a, you know, phone service that's available to anyone anywhere. And so it makes it broader that way. What I'm doing is doing a couple of actual like radio programs where making myself available in a type of room, you know, kind of like
okay.
blog talk rooms. And,
okay,
that's
sure, that's great. Yeah, that's great. No.
Actually, it's not. You won't get enough audience that way. start off small, start off in your own community, broaden from there. Advertise on Facebook, advertise on all the social media sites, and keep them going, keep whatever you're doing and keep it current. But, yeah, you need to really just concentrate on your area first and then broaden from there.
Okay. So evidently you're on the right path. You're doing good.
As long as you're advertising and you keep it current and keep going through the steps, make sure you do a lot of it locally, whether it's hanging up a flyer maybe in your church, in your local grocery store, in the library, wherever you can put up a poster or a little advertisement, put it up. And you will get the business by doing that. The angels are telling me also do something with corporations. Now, I don't know what that entails, but that's what they're telling me.
Okay? All right.
So that should help get you the ground level, and from there, it's unlimited. Go for it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Wishing you the very best, young lady. Have a wonderful week. You're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is that phone number is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and Miss Nina's in there waiting to answer your question. I got to go get some water. I'm sorry, Nina?
When you get on the air, try and scare Lannis. That should help with the hiccups.
I'm going to get some water. I'm going to give you this call. I'm going to drink a glass of water right quick. And it's area code 917. You're on the air with Lannis and Miss Nina.
Hey, Miss Nina, how you doing? My name is Tim, calling from New York. How's it going today?
It's going good. What did you say your name was?
Tim, T-I-M, Tim.
Tim.
Okay.
Yeah, what can
I'll
we help
right
you with?
Okay, so I just wanted to know, I'm trying to change things job, career-wise. I'm not really sure where to go, so I've been trying to just focus myself, set intentions, trying to connect with my guide, see if maybe spirit can help nudge me along. I was wondering if you just saw anything changing or opening up in the next couple of months.
Actually, I see something opening up far sooner than that. Now is a good time. Like I said at the beginning of the show, it's the new moon. So write your intentions on a piece of paper and put them out in the moonlight tonight. Being a new moon, it's time for new things to happen. So you picked a good day to call in, buddy. So write down what you would like for intentions and the direction you think you would like to go. You know, sometimes our directions are changed just by stances or something falling into our lap. And I think that is how it's going to change for you.
It's going to have to change like that for me because I don't really know exactly. I hope it does. Okay. Any tips for connecting with my guides? I don't know if they're hearing or seeing what I'm doing. I don't feel like I'm getting anything back, but I'm attempting to.
If you're not getting anything back from them right now, it's probably because you are going in the right direction. If you weren't going in the right direction, they would probably give you a loud thump somewhere. What they do with me. I'll get Nina, you're not sleeping tonight because you're not listening type thing. Until I really think what I'm doing and that sort of thing. So it could come in any way, shape, or form. That's totally up to them as to how they portray their answers to you. So, yeah, keep an open mind. Listen and watch for the signs that they may or may not be giving you. And that will be your intentions.
Okay. So write my new intentions down and just leave it in the moonlight tonight as I set my intentions.
Yeah, leave it in
that
moonlight.
Got it.
Okay. Tim, before you go, wait a minute. The angels are asking me, who is Troy? They said Troy is trying to help you, but he gets on your nerves.
Troy?
Am I close? It says Troy is trying to help you, but he gets on your nerves.
I do have a friend, Troy, who I read his Facebook updates daily, and he's very annoying. But, okay.
Okay. So, okay. Well, okay. Then you, okay. The angels were just telling me, nothing against you or him. It just says that, you know, he tries to help you, but he gets on your nerves. So I pass the information on. It probably is validation for you.
Yes, yes, definitely. I will reach out to him. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Tim. All right.
Sure.
Hello.
Have a wonderful one. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
And, Tim, call us back, because I think you're going to be calling back fairly soon, because something is really going to break for you really soon.
Okay. I will definitely call you guys back. I appreciate your time.
Okay. Thank you.
Great day. Bye.
Thank you. You also have a wonderful week. Okay.
Love that squeaking door.
Area code 516, you're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, good evening, ladies. My name is Hugh.
Hi, Hugh. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I am a global visionary bringing forth some very powerful strategies that can't be stopped that will root out corruption globally and transform economics, education, politics, religion, and more. Do you see them going first into the corporate areas to have them clean up and come out in the right way to be functional in a more spiritual and unconditional love? Or do you see that employees and customers will force them to do that?
Are you speaking about disclosure, Hugh? The upcoming
disclosure?
I'm
talking about, I'll give you an example, a quick example. I have a strategy that will allow a company to teach its customers how to get the money back that they spend on products and services, make more money on top of that, and benefit the host company teaching them that at the same time. And companies will have to appreciate their employees instead of looking at them as a liability. They'll have to look at them as an asset. They'll have to be good to the environment and give back to the community, all in transparent ways. Otherwise, they're going to be found out and people won't buy from them.
You're speaking of a benevolent business. What are you picking up, Nina? Excuse me.
Well, the angels just told me not in my lifetime.
Yeah.
That's sorry, all I'm getting. Not in my lifetime. I'm talking about mine, not yours. All we can do is hopefully get the word out and somebody will do something, but, yeah, just trying to get a corporation to move on something like that, it's going to take a long.
Well, it's
well,
already
you know
happened.
Why, it's already happened.
Yes, I'm a former whistleblower. If I can share my name, it might be interesting for people just to see who I am on the internet.
That's
okay.
Up to you, Hugh. We don't ask, so that's up to you.
No, I understand. It's Hugh, H-U-G-H, the last name Traulsen, T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N like Nancy. You can just Google it. My last name also has global recognition, and I was written up in a front page Wall Street Journal article back in 1983 that triggered an investigation that eventually led to the resignation of Jim Wright from Speaker of the House in shame. The article back then beautifully described how special interests and lobbyists have totally corrupted Washington. It was before Ross Perot talked about it. And then, two, I share common background with President Trump, and I'm not into the ego like he is in these strategies. They are going forth, and they're unstoppable.
Okay. I'm still seeing benevolent business.
Well, it's unlimited creativity. We all have it, but people aren't using it in the right way. They have to get into their heart and become more spiritual and start in the communities and empower each other in transparent, ethical, legal, moral ways. That's the only way it'll fly, because the technologies can be used for bad or good, but overall, the good will prevail.
That's true. Even if we don't understand it and know that it's the good, right?
Right.
But the good
yes.
will
and
prevail.
There
yeah,
again,
sometimes we don't always understand it.
And a big part of the work is showing people that we came from spirit. We're here for a very short time, even 100 years, like the blink of an eye in terms of eternity. We're obviously here for a reason. I say it's to learn the lesson of unconditional love. As we learn it, we're supposed to be a blessing to others, especially those who can't help themselves. And whether people believe it or not, when we go back in the spirit, of course, you can't take the material goods with you. And I say you will be accountable for everything you do here. So what are you doing with your life?
Oh, amen to that. Thank you. As far as spirituality goes, I'm all for it, 220%.
Wonderful.
The world needs to be changed, and love is really only the only answer to that. And spirituality is one way of really doing that, and I think the more people that get on that path, the better the world will be. It's going to take a lot. I think as individuals, if we keep on trying, we can get mega changes happening, but it will take time.
Well, exactly. We've seen a lot of changes very quickly with the technologies, even little countries like North Korea being a powerhouse that's threatened a world war that can blow the planet to smithereens. So if people can't do anything else, they can pray, and God will put the ego in check where it needs to be. So I thank you so much for taking the time with me today, and God bless everyone.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Hugh. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Have a wonderful week. Hugh should be a minister. He should. He spoke a lot of good things. He should be a minister, but I don't believe in religion, but I'm saying minister as far as a thought process that he would like to see change among humans, because we are spiritual beings living a human existence. It's not the other way around. So, okay, next caller, area code 908. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good afternoon, ladies. This is Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, ladies? Good. You sound beautiful.
Thank you.
I have a question. I guess today is another one of my lucky days. New moon, new things, new beginnings. There's a possibility of I'm going to meet a backer for some of my projects for my business. And I would like to know if, you know, I've always known, you know, and I've asked the universe for a backer, you know. So here I am. And I'd like to know if this is the right person, because he's not in this country, but it's not an issue we're going to meet anyway. So I'd like to know if this is an alignment, you know, from, you know, I would love to hear from my guides, you know, get that guidance. So thank you.
One of your guides is named Arthur. Just came up real quick, said Art and then Arthur. Okay, so that is one of your guides. Nina, what are you picking up?
I have a black wall in front of me. So nothing. Not a thing.
I'm not picking up anything, but I'm picking up a very high spiritual essence. I don't even know how to explain that, but Carolyn, I'm picking up a very high spiritual essence, which is good. I mean, that's very spiritual, very spiritual.
Yeah.
Tell me again, what is it that you want us to you want to know?
No,
is there a message for you?
No, it doesn't have to be a message. I just would like to know from my guides if this person is in alignment. You know, it doesn't mean that the first person that comes along and wants to back up my business. You know, this backwards
okay,
my
and what's,
financial backer. So,
okay.
You know, it's miraculous the way it's happened. Excuse me?
What's his first name?
First name, Gary.
Yeah, he's spiritual too. He'll back you.
Yes, he is. You got
and he'll back you more than what you're asking for.
Wow.
I'm seeing now. It's like in abundance. But, you know, they say when you pray and you ask, it's more than what you
ask for,
right? Okay, this guy's going to help you, but he's going to help you in abundance. So if you ask him to help you out with $10,000, he's going to give you $20,000.
I have to... You know, in around 2 weeks, that's when I'll be talking to him. He's out of the country. He's not in this country anyway, but he's out. So I was thinking, oh my God, is this gonna happen this year? Because I have projects for this year, and then I have bigger projects next year, all spiritual, by the way, all in the line.
You're gonna see Gary in August next month.
Yay!
You're gonna see him and talk to him. Yeah, you're gonna see him in August. I see the eyes right now. So you're going to see him next month.
Oh, wow. In person? Wow.
Yes.
That's a new one. Maybe he'll come. Is he coming to the States, or do I have to go?
Yes. Evidently, because they're telling me that you're going to see him in August.
Oh, my God.
So whatever business is bringing him to the state, you two are going to get opportunity to sit down and talk. Yes.
I love
that opportunity is going to prevail itself.
And it's going to be smooth, because that's the way I like to deal with people, you know, and everything's smooth, because it should be simple, you know, no matter what kind of negotiation. It just, if you're in alignment with the person or in the person's alignment with you, I just love that kind of feeling. And I've met lots of people like that. So I'll put it up to the universe that he's. Nice
well, let
person.
Me tell you, communication is understanding,
yes.
Correct?
Exactly.
So as you two communicate, you'll get an understanding, and that's how things will work out. Because you communicate, whether
so
it's
beautiful.
Agree to disagree, but you have an understanding. And nothing can beat an understanding. I tell people that every day.
Yeah.
Nothing beats
understanding. It's so easy. It's so simple, right? So simple. We could all get along with that, you know? But... you know, I'm always ready for the worst, you know. I'm like, all right, now this can be a hard one. If it's hard, when I look at things, if it's so hard to get it or to achieve it, then it's really not worth it. You know, it's really not meant to be, at least at this time. But that's the way I look at everything in my life, you know. If somebody's giving me a hard time, you know, and I don't want to deal with that person because, you know, I'm very nice, you know, and I'm working for you, and then you know, I don't like that, you know. So I usually step aside and move on, you know. That's the way I make my life really simple. Get no heartaches this way. You know, you're not in alignment. You're not supposed to be here. You give me a hard time. I work so hard. So move on. I usually say move on.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's how we're supposed to live. Each day is at moment to moment.
Day. Yes. Today's such unique. Special day. It was, since I got up this morning, it's just been one miracle after another. It's just like, boom, it just happens organically too. So I'm so blessed, and I know today is a very beautiful day for everybody, not only me, but if everybody thinks about it, you know, like what's happening, all these changes, I think it's happening to everybody. You know, today's a new moon. It's like, it's just going to get, as the year goes by, it's going to get better and better. I got the goosebumps as I'm saying this. So that's where everything.
All right. I
Yay.
Feel it, too.
Thank
I feel
so
it,
much.
Too, young
both
lady.
Of you. Thank you. You are both very beautiful and very positive. And we need more of you out here. You know,
thank
we need
you.
Your voice to get out there. You know, you're very beautiful, both of you. Maybe
thank
we'll
you.
Meet someday. Maybe we'll meet.
Hey. It can happen.
maybe you could come to my event. Maybe you could be part
there you
of
go.
It. You never know. So we'll talk soon. Thank you so much. You made my day. You completed my day. complete.
Well, you are most welcome, young lady, and have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for calling. Yes, ma'am. Okay, I got to go down because for some reason, I don't know why she went down there, but area code 334, you're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this? 334, you're on the air. Hello.
They never pressed one, so I'm thinking they don't want to be on the air.
Okay.
And
just a
reminder, everyone, that if you want to ask us a question, please press one so you get into the queue so we can put you on the air.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Thank you, folks. Okay, area code 703, you're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Emma.
Hi, Emma. How are you?
Hi, good. Question I have is I'm about to interview this week for a position, and I just want to know, is this a good time for me to stay locally in my area or move on to another location?
Move. What'd you get, Nina? I got move.
That's what I got as well.
Move out of the area, you mean?
Yep.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm applying for positions, but I haven't heard anything as of yet. But in the meantime, I could take the position that I'm currently interviewing for, which is a promotion.
Okay, your energy is north and northwest. So just to let you know, that's where your strongest energy is, in that direction.
Okay.
North / northwest. Okay, so this position, you got a promotion? Well, congratulations.
Well, the position I'm applying for, I'm interviewing for, which is a promotion for this, I'm interviewing this week.
Okay, it's going to be down to you and another person, two people, and
okay.
They're going to decide.
Okay.
I don't want to tell you to be flamboyant because then that sounds like arrogance. But I need you to pump yourself up a little bit more than that other person to assure that you get that job.
Okay.
You're looking good. I mean, as far as a promotion, you both are looking good, but it's just down to the wire between you two. So that's why I'm saying, you know, pump yourself up a little bit more. This is what I can bring with this promotion. This is what I can bring to this company and make it even better.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you're
saying, put on that extra makeup and that cute outfit.
And then you're saying,
and
where,
Emma, you got it.
So that being said, do you see where I will be moving out of the area?
Before school starts.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Before school starts. And I see that, too, being right down to the wire. It's like you almost give up on the move and it comes through. So it's right down to the wire. So I'm going to say, number one, not only keep your eyes open, but keep your wits about you, because it's going to happen so quickly. You almost give up. You're just like, okay, forget it. I'll just stay here for another month. And it's like, nope, you can move. Come on, you got it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So in September, I see that, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Because I'm trying to move more west, and it's funny you said west because that's where, or southwest or west?
I said north and northwest. That's what they told me was your highest energy. But southwest isn't going to hurt. You're still in the westerly arena. So, yeah.
Okay, good.
But that's where your energy is. It's westwardly, north or south.
Okay.
But west is your energy, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Well, let me ask. Nina, did you have anything to tell Miss Emma?
No, you covered it all.
Okay. All right. Well, Emma, let us know. Give us a call back and let us know about your promotion, okay?
Okay, I will, and I will pump it up.
Yes, girl. I'm telling you, look good, smell good, taste good, okay? Throw it on them. then they'll be like, okay, we'll just go ahead and pick Emma. We'll have her for the job. I know that's right. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and you have a wonderful week, young lady.
As well.
Okay, wishing the very best for you. Okay, you're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. The time right now is about 5 minutes to four on the West Coast, and it's about 5 minutes to seven on the East Coast. Okay, and it's nice outside. I hope you guys are enjoying good weather, and I hope Nina is too in Canada.
Yep.
So, yeah. Are you having good weather up there today too?
Yeah, it started off kind of yucky, but it's nice now.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Okay. All right, next caller is area code 830. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who is this?
Hello, Linus and Nina. This is Justin from Texas. How are y'all?
Hi, Justin. Doing terrific. And yourself?
I'm doing good today. Thank you.
All right.
I like y'all's show.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, what can we answer for you today, young man? Just all out and about.
Am I?
I can feel
married?
It. You just no, you're
I'm
out there, Justin. Go for it.
Yeah, I am. Maybe something general, if you can. I have on my spiritual path. You know, my spirit guide. I'm ignoring him. They're trying to give me a message, and I know that, but I'm in that it's like a second awakening, you know, kind of thing. Like, you're just unfamiliar with everything. You feel like you're crazy.
No, it's like a birth. It's like a baby being born. There's something beautiful and you feel good, but you don't understand it yet. Is that what you feel?
Well, yeah, it is kind of like that, but there's more, like, it's more depressing kind of than it is encouraging. But I know it's for the better. I don't know. It doesn't make much sense, but maybe we can see what.
Are you letting go of? Justin, right now, are you letting go of things?
Yes, I am.
Okay. That's where the depression is coming from? It's the realization that you were hanging on to things that you really didn't need to?
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it happens to all of us whenever we change, no matter how slightly, whether it's spiritually, mentally, or physically, it's an actual letting go of something from our past and maybe something of the present. And it can lead to depression, realizing that we were, I hate to say this word, and I don't let my kids say this word, being stupid to have hung on to this for so long.
Yes. You are very right, exactly right. And it is, because it's family. And it's the closest to me, family, you know. Yeah, you're right.
Okay,
can I tell
so
you what I'm picking up? Go ahead. Okay, go ahead, Nina.
Oh, you go ahead, Lennis.
Well, I was just going to say, I picked up two things. I got Matthew as his guide, and Matthew is telling him, let it go. Okay, so that's one of your guides, Matthew. I don't know what purpose he serves as your guide, but he came through saying, let it go. Now, I don't know who this is. It's spelled O-N-A-R-I-S, Onaris. She's a female, and she's like a mom to you, and she wants to slap the taste out your mouth. Now, those are the two things that I just got. Onaris, I don't know if I'm close, or, you know, if you know a female that's close to an older woman that's close to that name, Onera, something like that, but she loves you.
I'm trying, but she wants
to slap the taste out of your mouth. Like you know, it's almost like she's standing there, Justin, you know better. You know better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. How did you get the, so Matthew, and then how did you think that the other name was spelled?
O-N-A-R-I-S. Onaris. That's where I got
it's
it from,
weird
the angels.
It's very familiar, but at yet I've never heard of it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I wrote it down, and it's like an almost like me writing my name. Like, I've seen it that always, but I've never heard of it or seen it. It's weird. That's very significant.
Different distribution of the letters. You've got to look at it that way too.
I actually did it backwards, and my electricity just went out. Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Woo, we're hitting it, Nina. We are hitting it with Jason.
Whoa.
Look at that energy that just happened. We're hitting it with
him.
Did
y'all hear the electric?
I mean, Justin, rather.
No, that's fine. Everybody calls me that Jason. That's funny. I'm going to write that down.
Okay, but your electricity went out just as we were telling some profound things to you. So they're also letting you know. You know, to get light, you got to go dark. So they're letting you know, let it go. It's dark. It's done. There's nothing there.
Oh, God. That is so right. Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Listen, me and Nina say this, Justin, that the angels have a way of getting our attention, you know, not just doing psychic readings, but in our daily lives. And one way or the other, when things happen, it's them getting your attention. So they're letting you know. It's darkness there. Let it go. There ain't no light there. What you want it for? You're
that's
dwelling
so
in the light. You're going toward the light, the sun, you know, the good thing. So,
Well,
just remember
that's
your guide
wild.
Matthew is the one telling you let it go. So, and Matthew is there to help you, and I'm sorry I don't have time to figure out to let you know what his capacity is to you as a guide. But it's good. You can believe that. It's good.
Yeah, it
so
is.
So do call on him.
Okay, real quick, do you feel him being a medicine man? Native American?
That's another guy. You do have a Indian, but that's another guy.
Uh-huh.
And
his name
begins with a T.
Yes, you're exactly right. But he's a little trickster, so I think he's Matthew right now. But he is, I'm curious. He's the type he teaches me, come on. And then all of a sudden, he'll leave me blank, you know. But it's testing my character. He's a shapeshifter. But, okay. So, I can see him saying his name's Matthew. Like, that's a new age name. He's a medicine man, Native American, that's on our property. So I could see him saying that.
Okay. Well, there you go. Thanks for the validation. Okay, I got to move on, Justin. I got quite a few calls still waiting, but let us know. Give me a Nina a call back and let us know how it goes, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're
welcome,
and you have a wonderful week. Go ahead, Nina.
No, I just said you're welcome.
Oh, thank you, too. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you. You the same. Okay. Those people have been waiting. Oh.
334.
Yeah, let's see if they're going to talk now. Area code 334. You're on the line with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hello, this is Kara.
Hi, Kara. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. I just want to know if there's a message from my guide.
out.
Whoa, why did they say quit fucking up? Good God, I've never had a message that strong. Carl, what's going on? That's the first thing they said. I'm looking at your name and concentrating on it, and they said, quit fucking up. That's strong language.
Oh.
I know. I'm sorry for my language, but it came out just as strong. Are you doing something that you shouldn't be doing right now, Kara?
I mean, not.
Huh?
Not that I know of, because you asked them to get more, like.
That's pretty strong.
You know, I said that.
Let me see if Nina sees any. Go ahead, Nina.
I want to know what you want to ask from your guys.
What I want to know, I just wanted to know if they had any messages for me, and she just said that. So I was just trying to see why would they say that.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that is strong.
Wow.
That took the place of my head hurting. That boy, that came on really strong and direct. I got to ask you, Kara, are you playing games with anybody right now in your personal life or your love life? Are you trying to set somebody up? God, I'm getting this strong.
No.
Are you trying to set somebody up for something to get back, revenge?
The only thing I can think of is I was in a relationship and we broke up and he just kept asking to come over, and I wanted to have a talk with him for them to understand that we're not going to be seeing each other the way that we were, you know, sleeping together or none of that, but we can still be friends. So I don't know if they're saying I'm messing up because I'm still talking to him or.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know.
Go ahead, Nina, tell her.
That's what the message is all about. Stay away from him.
Yep. Yep. That's
okay.
The goody in the nutshell, as old folks say. Yep, stay away from him.
Not,
that's
not
why.
Any
I mean,
friendship.
That was strong.
Okay.
Nothing. Nothing. That was a strong response. I don't even remember 5 years I've been on the radio doing psychic readings that I've had an angel to come up so strong like that and say, stop effing up. That's pretty strong. You got to change something in your life, whatever you're doing. If you're still dealing with this guy, you need to let that go for something happens that you might regret, okay? So you need to let that go, period. Okay.
Yeah, because I was sitting
Love
up here
Kara.
And I'm like, yes, ma'am.
Love Kara.
But
I made, and thank God every day.
I made the decision not to, you know, be intimate with him like that anymore, but I was, you know, just trying to figure out if we would still be able to just be friends, but I know that it'd probably be hard because he's telling me that he still wants a relationship.
Do you have a child by him?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No.
Then don't turn around. Yeah. Be like Salt's wife. Treat him like Salt's wife. Remember, she turned around? One no more, was it? Well, me and Nina are telling you, don't turn around. Keep walking forward. Don't look back. That's not you.
Yeah, I don't want to be in a relationship, but I do care about him as a friend.
Okay. All righty.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the message.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, and we wish you the very best.
Thank you.
All right, next caller, area code 706. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Iris. How you doing?
Hi, Iris. Doing fine. Pretty name. What can we answer for you? I just see all these pretty flowers. As soon as you said Iris, I don't know why the angels show me, but I just see all these pretty flowers around you. You must have a good spirit. Anyway,
thank
go
you.
Ahead. What's your question?
Well, I just want to see where, if you guys see any changes in my love life, you know, where is it headed, and is anybody trying to tell me anything about it?
Okay. What's the guy's name? Just give me his first name.
Derek.
Okay. Let's see what's going on. Well, first off, you and him cross paths because you're his teacher. He's supposed to learn something from you.
Okay.
You both are almost even keel as far as understanding about life and you know, relationships. I'm going to tell you this. Write this down. Communication is very important in understanding. Sex is not the answer. Sex is just a bonus for after the fact, but that's not the answer. Communication and understanding is the most important. Yeah, Derek, he's a chill. He's a chill individual. He doesn't get all upset and intense and all that. He's kind of chilled and laid back. He wants his relationship with you two. He wants his relationship. Maybe that's why I got the communication understanding. He wants a relationship. You don't, Iris?
I do, but right now we're not together, per se. It looks like he's with somebody else. He's not being honest about it. He moved away due to financial reasons, and it looks like he's involved. And I don't know, it looks like she's doing something to him to make him stay with her or whatever. I don't know what's going on.
Why do I keep getting sister?
I don't know.
You know Derek's sister?
I know, yeah. I don't know her personally, but he's talked about her.
Okay, so it's not the sister that he's staying with then. Because I keep getting sister. I'm not getting like just a single woman. You know what I'm saying? I keep getting sister. That's what the angels keep telling me. That's why I'm asking you, have you met her? Because this woman that you think might be somebody else is actually his sister.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting, and I think she's trying to.
He's not really communicating with me, though, so I don't really know what's going on.
Okay, let me tell you what the angels are showing me. Derek is living with his sister right now, and she's giving him the opportunity to get back up on his feet. He's having some deep financial difficulties, which come from when he was younger and just made some bad choices and mistakes with money. So she's trying to help him. I don't see, like, a girlfriend or a woman like that. They keep telling me sister, 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 sister. So his sister is trying to help him get back up on his feet. Now, why you two haven't talked in a while, I don't know. I'm not seeing no other woman. I just see that he's in a bad financial straits, and his sister's trying to help him get it together.
Okay.
So I don't know where you're getting your information from, but I would check it out a little bit further because I don't think so. He's with family. Okay. All right, Iris. Well, thank you for calling. And let us know how it goes. All right. Have a good day, young lady. All right. We're going to try and go quickly. We're down to the last 15 minutes, so let's get this going. You're on the line with Lennis and Nina. Who is this? Hello? You're on the air.
Hello?
Who's this?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, yes. I can hear you now. Okay.
Oh, hi,
and who's this?
Hi, my name is Monica for short, and I listen to your show, and I feel pleased to have an opportunity to ask you a question.
Oh, wonderful. Now, could you spell your name for me because I didn't understand it?
Yes, it's Monica.
Oh, it's Monica. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. All right, Miss Monica, welcome to the show, and ask your question.
Yes, ma'am. My question is a bit specific. There's problems here, but there's this female in the green vehicle that has been persistent with the landlord, and I don't know if she started having any intimacy. If she has, then we're going to have problems, including the other neighbor. If not, or do you see them leaving, or am I jumping to conclusions?
You're jumping to conclusions. That's what I picked up. Lena?
Agree.
Do you see them, like, leaving anytime soon, like, leaving off the property?
Why?
I'm sorry?
Why?
Why?
Well, because of them, because people here don't want them here.
Well, that's up to the landlord. Just what I am sensing is that you just need to basically keep to your own business and let others do what they want to do. If it gets them into trouble, that's their problem, not yours.
But he's not going to come after me because he is really bad. I mean, he is a vicious man.
Why would he come after you?
Because the female has been saying lies, horrific lies about me. I mean, I don't go bother them. I don't even go over there. She's lurking here in for sex.
Yeah, just keep to your own business. Go about your life and don't worry about what's going on with them. Lannis?
I agree.
That's what we're both getting.
Unless you are personally involved with these people, I wouldn't worry about it. Whatever that happens, as long as they don't come across your front door and in your house, don't worry about it, Monica.
Okay.
Cause and effect, girlfriend. Cause and effect, okay? You don't have to worry about it. It will be taken care of. But you, like Nina said, mind your own business. You know, stay out of it. Don't get in the mix. Okay.
Yeah, we'll stop it. But then the man is not going to come against me. I've been staying out of it. He's not going to come against me.
No.
Why
not.
Would he?
Because the girl wants me to be kicked out.
Don't worry about it. She will get hers. People that lie to get where they want to go always get theirs. So just remove yourself from the situation. Do not worry about it. Do not spread any rumors, and you will be just fine.
Great. Okay.
Monica. You're welcome. Okay. Next call, area code 718. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis and Nina. This is Katie.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
I am great. How are you guys?
Terrific.
Girls.
Terrific.
Good. I'm actually calling about, I'm getting ready to start looking for a new job, and I'm wondering when I might be getting one, and then maybe, because I'm kind of open to the type of job I'm looking for. What do you guys maybe see me doing?
We'll concentrate. No, what field? And then we can concentrate on that and see what's coming up.
I'm really open. Like, it could be law, it could be some kind of high executive. As long as it pays me good, I'm open.
But what do you do for a living? What's your title? Are you administrator, paralegal? What's your...
I could be a lawyer, but I'm not a lawyer yet, but I could be.
So you're a paralegal?
No, I graduated from law school, but I'm not doing anything right now.
Oh,
I think I'm overqualified to be a paralegal.
No. Nina was just asking you why.
Yeah. Because you have to pass the bar. You have to take the bar to do it. You can't. You could do it actually. They can. They'll give you like a year to get to pass the bar. I could do it actually.
If you took all that time to get your education, why not pass the bar?
Oh, I'm taking it. It's coming up soon. I'm going to take it.
Because that's where I see you going.
Okay, in law?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. No, I'm just open to, if Jay-Z wanted to hire me, I would do that. So I'm just really open. You look,
oh, please.
I'm
please, Katie, stop.
Things.
You know what I was just getting ready to tell you? To go into entertainment law, and you said Jay-Z. I'll be darned.
Yeah.
I'll be darned. I was getting ready. I was letting you go ahead and talk, but I was going to tell you entertainment law fits you. And then you said Jay-Z. My God in heaven.
Oh, girlfriend, go ahead and pass that bar and then get into entertainment law.
I would love
yep,
that.
That's
I would definitely,
you.
Definitely love that.
That's you. I know an attorney here in Washington that's in entertainment law. Single sister, too. I mean, she's all over the place. Because entertainment law, I didn't realize it was so much to it. She's good friends with my daughter. My daughter is an attorney, too. But, yeah, entertainment law is wide and vast. So, there you go, Katie.
Huh? Yeah, see, when I might do that?
As soon as you pass the bar.
I got 3 years. Nina said as soon as you pass the bar, so that can go away. Remember, life circumstances can change yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Let us know. Call us back from time to time because entertainment law is you. That's your path.
Okay, so I'll let you guys know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Thanks for calling. Have a wonderful week.
You guys.
Okay. We'll have one more call, and then we're going to close it up. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this? Hello, hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're
Hi.
On the air.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah,
yeah,
you're on the air. Your name?
Oh, sorry. It's Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Jane.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I have a question about a guy. Someone that I've dated twice in the past showed up here again, and my feelings are all stirred up, and I'm just not sure. You know, I'm just want an outside viewpoint.
Okay. What's his first name, Jane?
Glenn.
Okay. G-L-E-N?
Yeah, he sometimes spells it with two N's, but it most
okay,
of the time it's
that's
one.
Fine. That's fine. Okay.
If you all can hear barking in the background, it's because my puppy is locked out of my bedroom and really wants to see her mom. I apologize, but... 3 months old, and she does not like to be separated from me.
Well, let Mocha in. Why are you putting let her in? Huh?
I think I'm going to have to.
She's out there crying. Let her in. Okay, Jane and Glenn, let's see. God, you two are past life brother and sister. No wonder you keep coming back. It's almost like you have a parent, but the parent is not both of you, but it is. And you two keep crossing paths back and forth like a brother and sister. No, I don't see you every year, but 3 years have passed. It's about time for us to run into each other, you know.
Yeah,
catch
he just
up.
Showed up at my door again.
Yeah. I tell you, you're like brother and sister. It's a past life thing. It's not this life. It's from a past life, and you reconnect it. And if you sit down for a minute and really look at your situation, your relationship with Glenn, back and forth, you'll see that it has a brother-sister pattern more than lovers or like a husband and wife relationship, right? I think if you
well,
look
I
back,
know
you'll
he's
see
not,
that.
He's not really there for me, like in that way. That's why I've ended it with him twice. it's so odd. I just don't know. But the emotions are so intense.
Well,
he showed up at my door after 6 years.
Yeah, it wasn't meant for you two to be together as a couple. It was meant to be together. You two were supposed to be together as friends. And hopefully through the friendship, you felt like sister and brother again. Right? Because you didn't come into this lifetime for you two to be together. That wasn't supposed to be. It's almost like it's incestual. But neither one of you knew that You know what I'm saying? Because you came into this life blind, so you didn't know. I'm telling you about your past. You two were brother and sister, and you keep crossing paths. Okay. So, no, he's not going to treat you like a girlfriend, and you're not going to treat him like a boyfriend. It's more like a brother and sister. Like, yeah, okay, get out of here. I know. Don't you see that? Think about it for a minute. Do you see what I'm telling you?
But it doesn't really feel like that.
Okay. The guy that's coming for you, that's looking for you, his name is Luke, L-U-K-E. And Luke is on his way.
Okay.
Luke will show up and within 30 days, the angels are telling me. Luke is going to show up within 30 days, and he looks Nordic, like from Norway or Iceland, like real north countries. But his name is Luke, and he looks Nordic. Okay, angels.
Could be from, I have no idea. What does Nordic look like?
He could be from Montana, too.
He could be from where?
Montana.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
that's
maybe
where he lives. I'm just telling you his culture is Nordic. That don't mean he lives there. No, he's like Nina said, he probably lives in Montana. As to give you a visual, Nordic people are very, very, very white, blonde, blue eye. Some have green eyes, but you know they're very light. Because they're in a cold existence.
Okay.
Come on. It's not like they're in Texas where it's
that
hot.
That makes sense.
But Luke.
Well,
so
that's
within
different.
30 days.
Okay.
And you're going to meet him. So wherever you're at, I don't know where. They're not telling me. But Luke is going to show up. So when a guy introduces himself to you and he says his name is Luke, don't drop. Just go like, I knew he was coming.
Well, that would help, because this guy from the past, it was so, just really intense, the emotion there, and tried to be friends with him. I have tried to.
Okay, what I want to say is, how many times do you have to get in the face before you realize that you two are not meant to be?
In his face?
No, I'm just saying, how many times do you have to be? Because, you know, let's face it, you've already tried this twice with him. Third time is not necessarily a charm.
I know, and but it was just, I mean, I figured we were done, and I was finished, right? Feeling good, I forgot about a lot of all that stuff, and it came back. So I've tried my best to try and clear it. I found it stirred everything again.
Forgive him, forgive yourself, thank yourself, for the relationship.
I did
and
that.
That's fine. Yeah, okay, well, then you did everything that you were supposed to do on your end, so that's fine. You know, it's not meant for us to be together in that way as a relationship. You know, we hopefully can be friends, and if you can't, well, okay, that's all right. Luke is coming. Yes, ma'am.
Dennis, we have to wrap this up because we have a minute and a half left.
Okay, go
for
it.
Okay, well, I really appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Thanks for calling, Jane. Okay, go ahead, Miss Nina. Close her out.
I just want to thank you all for joining us today, both in the chat room and live. Remember, I will be gone now until August 13th. I'm going on holidays, but Lennis will be here. So treat her kindly and with love and respect. That's it, Lennis. I love you. Good show, everyone. Thank you so much.
Yes, I love you too. And as always, me and Nina say, if no one's told you they love you today, me and Miss Nina do. Thank you very much, everybody, and have a wonderful week. And don't forget to put those intentions out there with that new moon. Okay. Have a good one, y'all. Love you. Love you, Nina.